Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back to Na'ar Torah, our Nida series. We are in Shir number 19. Today we're dealing with Veset Haguf. And very excitingly, we are finishing the topic in the Sugya of Vestos today. Again, today's Shir should be Bizchus and Chayalim HaGdoshim, who are Shomer al Atzenu ve'aleinu, and Hashem should be Magen aleim b'kol makom she'em, just like they are Magen on us. So, like we said in the introduction, the last type of possible Veset Kavua is the Veset Haguf, which is broken into two categories. It is the Siba, or meaning a reason, or a Siman, a sign. Okay, so we have a nice chart. You can look in the notes that are posted as well. And we're going to go through five different types of considerations we need to make, which each one of these categories. The examples are the meaning. What does it mean practically? We're going to give an example. We need to understand, does the period need to be accompanied with a kavua time to establish a veset kavua? We'll explain this shortly. We also need to ask the question, if it does coincide with the time, does she need to be chosheshes if she did the action not at that time? Again, we're going to explain. It'll all be clear when we go through the examples. And the last consideration is, does she need to be chosheshes for the time without the action? So let's delve into it. So the siva. Okay, so the type of veset haguf is the siva. Now, what does this mean? It means a voluntary external action which she does. For example, jumping rope, swimming, if she boxes. Let's say the example is that every single time she jumps rope, she gets her period. So now here's the question: does the period need to be accompanied with a kavua time in order to understand to establish a veset kavua? Meaning, does it also need to be that she had to jump rope on the 4th of every month, and that's why she got her period? Or is it just every time she jumps rope? So we say yes if she sees her period just from running, but not via consistent time. Then it isn't a veset haguf kavua. Rather, it will fall into a different category. Okay? Now the question is, assuming it coincides with the time, does she need to be chosheshes if she did the action at the time? So, for example, let's say the answer to that previous question was yes. It happens at a specific time. So now, once we know it's a specific time, if it's every Wednesday, let's say, or if it's every 3 Wednesdays, so if she does it on Tuesday, do we need to be worried that she's going to get her period? No. Now, the last question is, does she need to be chosheshes for the time without the action? Okay, so meaning if that Wednesday comes but she's not jumping rope, does she need to be worried? And the answer is yes. Now we're going to explain the same thing for the siman. For the siman is a sign that the period is coming. Like the most famous one, cramping. So now the next two questions. Does the period need to be accompanied with a kavua time in order to establish the veset kavua? Meaning, is it every single time she gets cramps, is she going to be a nida? So the answer is no. If she always gets cramps and then has her period, she still has a veset haguf kavua. Okay, this is an important point. Anytime she's going to get cramps and then get her period, it's a veset haguf kavua. Now, assuming it coincides with the time, does she need to be choyshes? Does she need to worry if she had the cramps not at that time? So again, the answer is no. If she usually gets her cramps and period every 20 days, but then 20 days go by and she doesn't have her period, she does not have a veset haguf kavua. Now, the last section is not really relevant because does she need to be chosheshe for the time without the action? Again, it's not relevant. So it's important to keep in mind that in order for her to establish a veset haguf kavua, there's three requirements, Okay, it's a little equation we have over here. In order to establish a veset haguf kavua, you need 3 consecutive times to have this period. You also need the action and the period. Okay, so it's 3 times the action and the period. This can establish a veset haguf kavua, and therefore, if she gets her period twice with cramps, but the third time she doesn't have cramps, it isn't a veset haguf kavua. Similarly, if she gets her period twice with cramps, but the third time she gets cramps without her period, it's also not a veset haguf kavua. Now, there is one exception to this rule, which is that if she gets cramps and period one time, and then the next month, she must be chosheshes when she gets the cramps, because the veset haguf is really a quasi-veset haflaga. If you understand this, harei ze meshubach. If you don't worry about it. But what we're going to do is explain the last din here in Vestos. And the last din here, din number 5, is if a woman has a veset haguf kavua, she still needs to worry about the ona beinonis. Now, we explained earlier that the ona beinonis is some type, it's a veset sheino. Explained that the ona beinonis is a veset sheino kavua, and therefore it's weird because here a veset haguf is veset kavua. And we said that if you have a veset kavua, you don't need to worry about the veset sheino kavuos, but because here, because of the nature of the veset haguf, we're going to say that even if you have veset haguf kavua, you still need to worry about the oina benonis ad kan for hilchos vestos. Ashreinu shezachinu matov chalkenu.